I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 15th. A data center proposal has snowballed into other issues in Urbana. It prompted residents to take action. As WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley reports, that includes a new petition to try to ban data centers locally.
The petition seeks to put an issue on the November ballot to change Urbana's city charter. If approved, the amendment would prohibit hyperscale data centers in the city. This could only be reversed by another issue on the ballot. To get on the ballot, petitioners must collect enough valid signatures. Since the petition started on July 7th,
we've well surpassed the minimum that we need.
That was Urbana resident Nicole Nauman. She started the petition. She says this is an opportunity for the community to speak up.
So we're doing everything we can, everything we can pull out of our toolbox to say we tried and we're not quitting.
Real estate developer Thor Equities proposed a data center in Urbana this year. Later, the city council voted to change zoning codes and pass a 12-month pause on data center construction. Now Thor is suing for the right for their data center proposal to be considered. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Newman says that she turned in the petition packet to the Champaign County Board of Elections on Tuesday after gathering enough signatures. The county board now has to check the petition signatures for validity. There's also a petition in Urbana to recall its mayor. That comes after residents complained that the city council wasn't transparent about a data center proposal. Urbana resident James Cropper started the petition on July 7th. Cropper says that so far, the petition has garnered over half the number of signatures they need.
And I think the biggest point I think a lot of people are taking is we feel obviously lied to but betrayed, because, you know, a lot of people didn't show up to city council meetings before because the city was, we thought, going good. And unfortunately, we got complacent and it's costing us. So we're just going to fight back every way we can.
If the petition receives enough valid signatures and is certified, Mayor Bill Bean will have 5 days to either resign or a recall election will be held. Bean could not be reached for comment. A one-year-old high school in Dayton is closing. Valor Montessori in downtown Dayton says on its Facebook page that it's closing due to low enrollment. The message says, quote, Valor Montessori is closing due to not meeting enrollment minimums. Thanks for all the support, Dayton. It has been an honor, end quote. The school was located in the arcade on Main Street. It opened last August. Emergency rooms are seeing an uptick in patients this summer, and that's leading to a national blood supply shortage. The Red Cross says they're down to dangerously low levels in all blood types, especially O negative, which is the universal blood type. Donald Hawkins with the Red Cross of Central and Southern Ohio says regular donations ensure that anyone who needs blood can get it.
I talk to a lot of people who do reside on that fence. And for those people, I would implore them to think about the fact that your donation could be the difference between life and death for someone.
Donors who give blood this month will receive a free movie ticket from Fandango that can be used at any theater in the area. When electronic benefits cards with embedded chips are issued to SNAP or food stamp recipients in the next year, Ohio will become only the second state to make that move. The change comes after a bill requiring it was signed into law last week. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Adding chips to SNAP cards has long been touted as an anti-fraud measure. But Ohio Job and Family Services Director Matt Damschroeder says the federal SNAP benefit system runs on a different payment system than the normal commercial one. So that's made it harder for states to change the cards.
The federal government hasn't really invested in that over time. But I think states have all said, hey, we're tired of having our citizens' benefits stolen.
Damschroeder says the process to pick a vendor to produce the cards has already begun, with a decision possible by the end of the year. A few years ago, the state's cost was estimated at $12 million. But Damschroeder says the federal match for the project has changed, so it's unclear how much it will cost. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, will no longer fund the purchase of fentanyl testing strips. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
In an April letter, SAMHSA officials said that harm reduction efforts like substance use testing strips facilitate drug use and are incompatible with federal law. The agency prohibited grantees like the Ohio Department of Health's Project Dawn from using federal funds to distribute them free of cost. Harm Reduction Ohio Executive Director Amanda Lynn Reese says the strips help save lives, and now her organization worries they won't be able to meet demand.
Everybody asks for them, and now at a dollar a piece, how is that sustainable for a nonprofit?
Reese estimates this year they will only be able to distribute a quarter of the amount they handed out last year. In 2023, fentanyl was involved in more than three-fourths of unintentional drug overdose deaths in Ohio. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
A heat advisory in effect for today with heat indices expected in the lower 100-degree range and air temperatures in the mid-90s. We'll have a partly cloudy skies. Hot also on Thursday with rain chances returning to the area on Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Mike Fraser.